Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I see what he means. Now, the current flag is littered with all sorts of symbols that seem to make no sense. There's bing, 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 bing.
Flag.
Stuff's all over the place.
The light
got
blue
a ship on
that...
there. I think you got some wheat. You got a truck.
Like there's a
City
Ferris.
Hall.
Is that a Ferris wheel or a gear? There's something.
Yes.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
.14 on a Tuesday morning. What people wanted was follow-ups. Now, as a TMJ4 News, we did a lot of market research, and we'd ask from time to time viewers in southeast Wisconsin, what is it you're looking for? What are your preferences? And, you know, that would, what do you think of Eric Bilstad? Stuff like that was included as well.
Handsome,
you know,
fella.
Right. Really sure. Good guy. Love him. Right. But we would do this market research, and something that always came back is I remember... We'd then meet after this research would come in, and the bosses would share with us certain things that they learned from it. And one thing that people always asked for from us in the news was, we want more follow-ups. And by that they meant, like, you report on the incident when something happens, and then it goes away, and we never find out what ultimately came of that.
Hey, whatever happened to that thing with that guy?
Right. Remember the guy got arrested for the thing, or... Right. Yep. Whatever happened to that guy? And it's an important thing for us to do because it deals with the consequences of actions. And we've talked about that so much as we are trying to curb reckless driving and violence and various other activities that people need to know what the consequences are. And if all we do is show up at the scene of whatever incident, but we never share with you what ultimately comes of that, then that's on us. So today, Eric, I have a follow-up.
All right. Great.
All right. Update on the incident at West Allis Nathan Hale High School a week ago, and the motivation of the student at the center of the scare that prompted the evacuation of the school and a large police response.
There's some kid with a vest on, and we heard him say, wait until I detonate, and obviously I'm not going to take that lightly.
A report of a student seeming to suggest he was wired with explosives, wearing what some fellow students thought might be an explosive vest, turned out to be a piece of athletic equipment. No explosives were found. That student was speaking with TMJ4 News on the day. So that much we knew. We had reported that. We reported they evacuated the school, et cetera, et cetera. I had not seen this reported anywhere else. For days I've been looking for. So what happened to the kid? What was this all about? I have some answers to those questions this morning. So I reached out to the school district. I reached out to the West Allis Police Department, and I connected with the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office, all to find out exactly what was the motivation of this student with the vest and what consequences he may face. The deputy chief in West Allis, Bob Fletcher, appreciate him. We've communicated with him before. He's really good about getting back and sharing information when that's possible. And he told me that police did take a 16-year-old boy into custody following the incident. His name is not being released due to the fact that he's a juvenile and he is not facing adult charges. So more on that in a minute. But if he were waived into adult court or his thing were making its way through adult court, we could learn his name.
Yep.
But right now, that name is not being shared. The deputy chief tells me that when they did make contact with the student on that day, it was, quote, readily apparent there was no threat from an explosive, and it does not appear he intended to create a disturbance. So on those first two important questions, they've been answered. Was there ever an actual threat to student safety on that day? And the answer to that question appears to be no. Was the intention of the student to issue a threat, to make people scared, to cause an evacuation? Investigators do not believe that's the case. We just had the story in the top of the hour news about, what, a 10-year-old who's facing criminal charges now. In that case, perhaps it was the student attempting to create chaos, create a disturbance. Investigators in West Allis are telling me that that's not the case in this particular situation. That doesn't mean it's not still serious. It just means it sounds like kid made a bad joke or an offhanded comment that wasn't intended to cause what it did, right? You described the vest as something that people wear hiking.
Yeah, it's called rucking. So you wear this weighted vest. It straps around your shoulders and on your stomach, on your torso, and it's weighted. And you use it for hiking or use it for working out because it helps build your core.
So this is me now drawing a conclusion. This is not what police have told me. But say, for example, the student just wanted to wear that for whatever reason.
Right.
And a couple of kids are giving him the business. What's with the vest? Whatever. And the kids, well, yeah, wait till I detonate. Yeah. And that's all that he meant to have happen. Well, you can't blame the students. You just had the school shooting in Georgia where kids lost their lives. So the students, several of them freaked out when they heard that. Kids wearing a vest, he's talking about exploding. They did what we have asked them to do, which is if you see something suspicious, report it to school officials and let them handle it. Well, they did, and that prompted the reaction that we saw. And I've also made the comment that these things aren't nothing. When they turn out to be nothing, that doesn't mean nothing happened. Students and staff and teachers and families who heard from their students in real time, getting the text, they're evacuating us from school. Right. Like, what a frightening ordeal they all went through. I want to play again this student. We played it last week. She was talking with TMJ4 News about what she was going through that morning.
After everything that happened in Georgia, I was just super worried. Like, I was like, oh, no. And I was literally, I was looking for all my friends. I was, like, making sure I was counting everybody, make sure I had a head count of all my friends.
I mean, that gave me chills when I first heard that. Here's a teenager who's counting her friends. Is everybody I know okay? Is anyone still in the school? What's happening? So they all went through something. The community went through that traumatic experience. And whether he meant to do it or not, there are consequences for the student involved. West Allis Police did issue a citation to the teen. I've followed up with the deputy chief there. He says it was for disorderly conduct. So the teen got essentially a ticket for disorderly conduct. There may be more still. The assistant district attorney, Kent Laverne, in Milwaukee County DA's office, and Laverne is going to become district attorney barring the unforeseen in January. He won the Democratic primary. John Chisholm is retiring, so he'll be the DA. But he did get back to me and said they reviewed the case and they issued a charge in children's court. Typically, those records are very hard to come by as juveniles in the justice system are protected to a degree. So we may not learn specifically how that all plays out, but there was a review by the DA's office and they kicked it to children's court. School district, from whom we often get press releases about all the wonderful things happening in the schools, decided not to get back to me about this at all. I'll grant them some room. Maybe the person I emailed wasn't there that day or whatever, and they're not going to tell us much anyway because student discipline records are not typically released.
Right.
But I would have liked to have gotten a something back. We're addressing that. I guess, why did I want that? What would they say? School safety is our top priority. We did whatever. But how about a get back to me? But nonetheless, that's your follow-up. That's where it is. There were consequences for this student. Got an interesting email when we talked about this earlier from another local parent. And she said they went through something like this in her family. And this is where it's really difficult, the situation that these young people are in, that you can't make a joke, bad as it were, that you can't do something even you weren't intending to cause problems. But there's no room there.
But what if the joke is not even made out loud? And what I mean by that, what if it's me murmuring to you?
You and me, we're just off the side. You say a thing, someone overhears
it. Yeah, you
it.
Make fun of my, it looks right. like a flak jacket. Yeah, wait till I detonate. What if I said that just to you and someone overhears it?
Right. Well, it appears that maybe was the case.
I mean,
here.
What if it were that small? You know what I mean? Like there's, and I'm not suggesting I know the answer to that question. I'm just asking.
So another local family has dealt with this on the My child did that end, and it was very disruptive for their family. This woman shared, she had a sophomore at Muskego, and she made a, quote, stupid comment. She meant no harm, but the district has no tolerance for anything like what my daughter did, nor would they about the student from Hale. My daughter was taken into custody. We were not able to speak with her. In hindsight, after going through children's court, we should have gotten a lawyer immediately. She was expelled from school. Said there's definitely no tolerance for, quote, stupid comments. She just wanted to share the story. She asked that I not share her name. I suppose I wouldn't. But that was her situation. And again, it's you're dealing with teenage brains. How much dumb stuff did you do when you were a teenager?
Right.
Right. But it wasn't amplified by social media. And it didn't exist in an environment where kids have a legitimate fear of whether or not they could encounter violence at school today. So there's just no room, and it's not their fault, but there's no room for stupid comments. Hopefully there's some discretion there because that was not apparently the intention, and that separates out from some of these incidents where you have someone intending to cause school to be evacuated. But that doesn't seem to be the case here in West Allis. 8:23 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
The man in black is now going to be the man in bronze.
A statue of famed country singer Johnny Cash is coming to Washington.
I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington.
Congressional leaders will join members of the Cash family for the unveiling of the bronze statue at the Capitol.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm curious, who all goes to this? Like, which lawmakers? Obviously, some Arkansas lawmakers will be there. But who else is going to make sure they're seen at the Johnny Cash event?
Well, just plenty of fans, right?
Well, yeah. I'm always, you know, lawmakers have a reason why they do everything. So which Congress people are going to be there?
You mean like people from outside of that state?
Yes.
You think?
Oh, any Cash fan, right? If you're a Johnny Cash fan and you're a member of the House, you'd want to go over
business
there.
Outside of Washington today. I have to be at something very important.
Also happening today, the Guffs are going to get a statue.
Colorado,
I'm kidding, not the Guffs. I'm kidding. It's not happening.
I guess it'd be a thing to go to. I don't know if you can get the taxpayers to pay for it. Somebody will figure out a way.
So who gets a statue?
It's official
first.
Business.
If a statue were to be created, Bodine's or...
It has to be within that genre. All right, because we got the Fonz. You mean music.
I'm talking music.
Music?
Let me go on like a blister in the sun.
Yeah, Violent Femmes.
Femmes,
right?
Get it?
Femmes, Bodine's, who are the guys from La Crosse? Bon Iver?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Bon Iver.
He could, maybe.
Bon Iver guy. Somebody texted in and said, I'm not saying it right. I don't know. Whatever. You know who I'm talking
Bon Iver.
About. Bon Iver?
I don't even know if I'm
Bon
saying
Iver.
It right. I've said it.
Bon Iver.
Four. Next time you eat out, there may not be quite as much on your plate.
We took everything you love about the Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion's towering burgers and massive desserts could be shrinking at your favorite restaurant soon.
We have the chocolate, lemon, every kind of cheese.
A report from the National Restaurant Association found 75% of customers say they want smaller portions for less money. The Portion Balance Coalition hopes to sign on at least 10 high-volume chains to answer the call. And it's not just about economics. Market researchers say more people are opting for snacks over meals. Others on weight loss injectables aren't eating as much. One study on food waste found 40% of what's served out never gets eaten. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Now that I believe, seems like there's often a plate full of stuff that just doesn't get eaten and taken away.
You get you a box, sir?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Go ahead. Take it away.
What did she say? Smaller portions for less money.
Yes,
as
cheaper.
Long as that's actually happening. Can't be like the potato chips where you open the same size bag and there's nothing in it anymore.
It's four
right?
chips.
Don't trick me. Okay, I can see there's seven chips in here.
Well, how often do you go to a restaurant with the expectation you're bringing something home to eat later?
I never have that expectation, and I usually almost meet the challenge to a point of discomfort, which is maybe...
Okay.
Right? It's almost like, why did I eat all this? Like, now I feel awful.
Even the little piece of lettuce that is on there.
Get that last. Clean plate club. Good for me. What are you doing, man? Right? And as opposed to take it home, where oftentimes you don't end up eating the leftovers.
Right.
You know, my kids bring stuff home all the time from the restaurant. And it sits in the fridge for 3.5 days. And you're like, whose is this?
Oh, it's mine.
Are you going to eat it? I don't know. Well, you can't now. It's moldy. It's literally moldy.
It's just sitting out. It's not right. Even in a sealed Tupperware bin or anything. It's just...
Yeah, just in the little box, whatever that we brought it home with. Jeez.
The Chinese food is just...
Half-eaten pancakes? What are you bringing home pancakes for? That's going to be awful. You're never going to eat this. So
that's why. Maybe one pancake instead of three.
Sure. Which is fine.
Okay.
But as long as, again, it doesn't cost the same. So
right.
Keep your eyes open. 8:39 in Wisconsin's Morning News. Real tasty, though. I can't tell you what we're doing. 8:45 this morning at Milwaukee City Hall. great flag debate will come to a vote. That's not, nor should it be, the biggest story today out of City Hall. But you know what? Are people going to pay more attention to that or the mayor's budget? Oh, wait. Can you wait on that? I should talk about the budget first, shouldn't I?
Yes, yes.
Wider reach, impacting city taxpayers all over Milwaukee.
You have new details.
I do. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, in about 15 minutes, is going to get up before the Common Council today and give his annual budget address. I have some information as to what he's going to say. Property taxes are going up. This from a source in the mayor's office. I'm told Mayor Johnson's budget will include a 2% increase to the property tax levy. Levy being the total amount of taxes collected by the city. So what you see on your individual property tax bill may vary based on your assessment, if that has changed based on your tax rate, all of those things. But total amount of money the city is going to collect in property taxes is going to go up. We've certainly seen worse than 2%. I'll grant that to the mayor. We've certainly seen less. So 2% is what the proposed increase is for the property tax levy. Fees are also on the rise. So these would be for separate line items on your property taxes, like for sanitation, for snow and ice removal. Those fees will be up at least 2%. Sewer and stormwater fees up 5 to 6%. Now, a lot of folks don't like the fees. They'd rather just what is the property tax levy and have everything thrown in there. I think that's probably how most communities do it. Why the city likes to break out the fees as opposed to property taxes. You have a lot of nonprofits in the city that don't pay property tax, churches, hospitals, and they do pay these fees. So a huge hospital property, think of like Columbia St. Mary's which is in the Ascension system on the east side. They have a big space on the east side, a lot of property, a lot of frontage. And under just a property tax system, they wouldn't pay for the city coming out and taking care of the roads near there, picking up the trash, all of those sort of things. So this allows them to dip into all property tax or all property owners to have them pay in something. Those fees, again, as I said, up about 2%. Told the mayor will also announce a, quote, public safety investment, both prevention and accountability efforts. So that's all going to be in his budget address, which is set to take place at 9 o'clock this morning. How that works is he gives a speech, and then the Common Council gets a look at the actual budget, and then the Common Council at one of their future meetings and various committee meetings and neighborhood meetings will debate that and share it with constituents.
There'll be public hearings on it.
And then they'll come back ultimately on big budget day, and they'll pass the budget, kick that back to the mayor's office. Mayor can veto some of the changes they made or not, can just sign it, but that's the process. It will play out through this fall, but it starts in earnest this morning in a few minutes. Okay, now you can... Now what really matters to the people of Milwaukee.
So yes, don't forget, Vince, the council will also vote on the people's flag today. So this is the blue and yellow flag. It's been around for nearly a decade now. Has that circle in the middle depicting the sun rising over the lake. So Alderman Burgulis has brought this back around saying, hey, it's time to adopt this flag. It's been kicked around. It's been talked about. There's some who don't like it, some who don't really care about this. So during a committee hearing earlier this month, they did push it to the full council, but there were a lot of critics wondering why we're even dealing with this. One of them being Alderman Bob Bauman, who then unveiled his own flag late last week. Every nation, so the Bauman flag, otherwise we call it the Bauman.
Yes, just the Bauman.
So there's the people's flag and then there's the Bauman. That is basically the same flag, but it has City Hall in the middle of it.
Like Photoshopped on it.
Yes.
There.
And by the way, so during that committee hearing earlier this month, he foreshadowed this. We should have seen this coming. Listen to what he said.
Even adding a silhouette of City Hall in the white circle above the blue would at least add something that distinguishes this flag is relating to this city, not Reno, Nevada, which has adopted a very similar flag.
Aha! We should have seen this coming. I tried to get him on the phone. I tried to get him in person. I tried to get him here in studio. He refused all of it. Didn't want to do it. So I'm curious to see how the vote goes today.
I'm curious to see if he even votes for his alternate. Because I'm not... they're mixed messages. I was originally thinking that this was not a serious proposal, that it was mocking. But then you reminded me of that moment. Clearly, he was thinking about it.
Well, but he was still mocking what he was thinking about, right? That's
and
his point.
His objection, fair enough, has always been that the flag does not contain recognizable cities, entities of Milwaukee, which if you didn't know it was Milwaukee's flag, you wouldn't know it's Milwaukee's flag.
But I think
I don't agree with it.
Yeah, that's an odd argument.
I see what he means. Now, the current flag is littered with all sorts of symbols that seem to make no sense. There's bing,
oh,
bing,
yeah,
bing, bing,
flag.
Stuff's all over the place.
The light
got
blue
a ship
one
on there. I think you got some wheat. You got a
it
truck.
Looks like there's a Ferris, is that a Ferris wheel or a gear? Right. There's something.
Yes. There's just all sorts of stuff just sort of slapped on a blue background. Yeah. That's not how you make a flag either.
But that one's kind of coming back around now. That one's starting to grow on me.
Don't let me lose you. I need your vote. People's flag and be done with it. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
TMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. High of 67 degrees today. Could see some scattered showers, particularly if you're near Lake Michigan. Low down to 55 tonight. Wednesday looks good. Mostly sunny. High of 74. Who is this Miss? You guys all know Miss Rachel?
Miss Rachel. She's a big YouTuber.
Ms. Rachel.
She's a big YouTuber. Does a lot of like toddler learning stuff. Pancake's probably in on this. Are you guys using Ms. Rachel yet?
All day long.
Levi's what, one now? 1 year old in the
yes,
house?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Loves it. Like it will stop a full-blown meltdown. She goes, hi. Like, he just turns and changes face.
So she always wears the same outfit. She got like a pink shirt and overalls. And she's just on the Today Show.
So it made me wonder, like, when she's on the Today Show, is she like the lady who is the lady, or is she Ms. Rachel? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Is there a difference between Rachel and Ms. Rachel?
See, I think she's so into it, she doesn't know where Ms. Rachel ends or begins.
Because that's a thing. Like, have you ever interviewed someone, like, in character?
Oh, I hate that.
Like, right, a thespian of some sort of a local production is in, like, well, you're not talking to
me. Oh, I am Beethoven.
Right, yes. Okay. You know what the hardest one was for me?
Please tell me you did this on television.
Yes. It'd be this time every year. One of the local nature centers would have a Halloween thing that was geared toward children.
Okay.
And so it was like not spooky. It was just, you know, you would come and you would meet various woodland creatures or whatever. And people would dress up in sort of like mascot looking costumes. Well, they would come and then like the lady would come from the nature center and then also would be a squirrel. And the squirrel was like playing the part.
So what questions do you ask a squirrel?
Well, hello, squirrel. I was just, the first time it happened, I was like, what am I doing here?
I was going to say,
I went to school for this.
Doesn't sound like you at all, that you'd have any interest in that.
After a while, I began to embrace it. Hello, Mr. Squirrel, and you are here to tell us what today? Like, just gotta own it. Epic interviews. 8:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News. That's a wrap for us. WTMJ's Political Power Hour with Steve Scafidi is up next. Let's take the car and take-